we've created one of the greatest collections of free content on the web for learning how to hire top talent. This program is titled Hiring Mistake Number One, Inadequate Job Descriptions. The number one mistake made by the vast majority of hiring managers is not defining success for a role before beginning the recruiting and hiring process. At worst, there is no job description, and at best, the job description is inadequate. When you don't define success up front, you're setting yourself up for missing your desired outcomes, success, results, and plans. In our research, we identified that a staggering 56% of executive hires failed because one or more of the most common hiring mistakes. The number one mistake leading to the 56% failure rate, which we define as those candidates who failed to meet their first year expectations, is tied directly to not having a success definition or an adequate definition of success. Defining success prior to hiring is the first step of our success factor methodology that we teach in our workshop titled You're Not the Person I Hired, and which is also the title of our best-selling book. Those who have seen our workshop or read our book know that we recommend defining success through a structured process called SOAR. And the end product is a one-page simple success definition called a success factor snapshot. This success definition has nothing to do with the traditional job description. The traditional job description is worthless as a tool for measuring and predicting future success through an interview. Let's consider for a moment what's on the typical job description. Minimum years of experience, minimum educational expectations, minimum listing of duties, responsibilities, activities, and tasks, minimum skills and knowledge. Do these elements of the background someone brings with them tie to any level of performance or success expectations? When we look at this list, are we defining top talent or high performance? No. Instead, we're defining minimums, average and mediocre. I'd like to suggest that most companies' hiring processes, if we could even call them a process, are geared to hire minimum, average, and mediocre employees. The traditional job description of minimums drives how you write the ad, where you place the ad, what ponds you fish in, how deeply you fish, the questions you ask the candidate, and how you measure their motivation, and what you do with them after you make the hire. I'd like to share an example that illustrates the difference between the traditional job description and a success-based definition. On a recent executive search, my client handed me a list of the traditional minimum, average, and mediocre expectations under the category of a traditional job description. We then locked ourselves in the conference room with the top seven executives of the company for 3 hours. When we emerged, the team had come up with a list of success-based expectations we call a success factor snapshot. This was developed using our structured approach called SOAR, the acronym being S-O-A-R. You can read more about this approach to defining success by visiting our website, listening to one of our audio programs, or viewing the specific the video Hiring Hot Tip program on the SOAR approach to defining success. When you compare these two columns, does it look like the same job? Most people would say no. It's actually the same job. On one side, we're defining the job as a series of inputs, and on the other side, we're defining the job as a series of outputs. Here's the basic problem. The traditional job description is misleading. Just because you can check off all the items on the traditional job description does not mean the person can deliver your expected outcomes. There's a false sense of security in checking boxes on the job description that if you have these items, you should be able to accomplish what I need. False myth, just plain wrong. And that's why so many mistakes get made hiring candidates who cannot deliver what you want. It's because you're measuring the wrong criteria. Let's look at the difference of a success-based job definition. The list has items which tie back to business objectives and can be measured in a highly analytic and quantitative approach. This column of expectations is leading. You can define it, extract it from a candidate, and measure it with a high degree of clarity and accuracy. Which of these two columns that we've gone through would you rather have? The first one with the traditional job description where you're checking off the boxes, or the one with the success factors where you have a high degree of confidence the candidate can achieve your expectations. Here's the next issue. You've got to define success for your entire team. Although we describe this issue as the number one hiring mistake, the reality is that it's the number one management mistake. Not defining success for your entire team and coaching them to get those results is the greatest failure of management and leadership. So what's next? You can download our book for free from our website, and it's literally the only book you'll ever need to learn how to hire top talent. You could complete our free hiring assessment. You'll understand instantly whether your organization is prepared to hire top talent. And finally, feel free to browse our extensive library of free tools, tips, audio, video, examples, and templates as you go through this journey of improving hiring in your organization.